When I became a monk, my vows required limiting my external activities, which placed more emphasis on spiritual development. Restraint made me mindful of my behavior and drew me into considering what was happening in my mind in order to make sure I was not straying from my vows. This meant that even when I was not purposely making an effort at meditation, I kept my mind from being scattered, and thus was constantly drawn in the direction of one-pointed internal meditation. People sometimes look on vows of morality as confinement or punishment, but that is entirely wrong. Just as we take up a diet to improve our health and not to punish ourselves, so the rules that Buddha laid down are aimed at controlling counterproductive behavior and overcoming afflictive emotions because these are ruinous. For our own sakes, we restrain motivations and deeds that would produce suffering. For example, due to a serious stomach infection I had a few years ago, nowadays I avoid sour foods and cold drinks that otherwise I would enjoy. Such a regimen provides me protection, not punishment. Buddha set forth styles of behavior in order to improve our welfare, not to give us a hard time. The rules themselves make the mind conducive to spiritual progress. Posture. Meditative posture is important because if you straighten your body, the energy channels within the body will also straighten, allowing the energy flowing in those channels to balance, which in turn will assist in balancing your mind and putting it at your service. Although meditation could even be conducted lying down, a cross-legged sitting posture with the following seven features is helpful. 1. Sit with your legs crossed, with a separate cushion under your rear. 2. Calm abiding is cultivated by focusing the mind not on an external object, but on an internal object. Thus, with your eyes neither widely opened nor tightly closed, but open a little, gaze down toward the tip of your nose, but not intensely. If this is not comfortable, gaze toward the floor in front of you. Leave your eyes slightly open. Visual stimuli will not bother your mental consciousness. Later, it is fine if your eyes close of their own accord. 3. Straighten your backbone like an arrow or a pile of coins, without arching back or bending forward. 4. Keep your shoulders level and your hands 4 finger widths below the navel, with the left hand underneath, palm up, and the right hand on top of it, also palm up, your thumbs touching to form a triangle. 5. Keep your head level and straight, so that your nose is in a straight line with your navel, but arch your neck slightly, like a peacock. 6. Leave the tip of your tongue touching the roof of your mouth near the front teeth, which later will enable you to stay for long periods in meditation without drooling. It will also keep you from breathing too strongly, which would dry out your mouth and throat. 7. Breathe in and out quietly, gently, and evenly.
This ends Disc 2.